With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
All right, let's get a contestant live for profile. This will take caller 9 at 206-421-ROCK. The weekend is here. We have made it to drinking time, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrillhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. God damn, I'm in a good mood now. Quick comment says, hell yes. Someone else says, new beer positive Friday. And someone agrees with my tack on things. It says it's more efficient to ask the boss for forgiveness than permission. Thank you. I wish you could tell
Agreed.
Our boss that.
Agreed.
He really doesn't agree with that.
Agreed.
But today, we toast the Hasbro Toy Company. Hasbro has bestowed us with such classics as Play-Doh, Power Rangers, My Little Pony, Transformers, Monopoly, Nerf products, The Game of Life, and more recently, Trolls dolls. Now, if you're an unfortunate parent like me, you know that Trolls has had a resurgence in popularity since the release of the Trolls movie in 2016 and the more recent movie, Trolls World Tour, that came out just this past April. And both of these movies, and I've seen both of them, made me want to chew a mouthful of bath salts and rip out my own eyeballs. But the kids just love them. That's the target audience. And Hasbro, they've taken full advantage with a new line of Trolls dolls, including the Trolls World Tour Giggle and Sing Poppy Doll. Now, Miles, you probably don't know this
because
you don't have all the cinematic experience with the two Trolls movies that I do. And not only, I haven't just seen them once each. I've seen them multiple times. Poppy is the main character of the Trolls movies. She is very upbeat. She's very positive. Whatever harrowing adventure these trolls face, she stays positive. And what do you know? She gets them through trouble left and right. So they introduce the the Giggle and Sing Poppy. But they're now pulling the doll from the shelves after hundreds of thousands of parents complained that it promotes inappropriate touching. Now, normally, I'm a skeptic on these things, but this is one of those rare occasions where basically the parents are not overreacting. You have to understand. Now, the doll has a button that you press, and when you press it, she makes little giggle noises, different sounds. But the thing is, the doll is... The button that you press is under Poppy's skirt, directly between her legs, in the most suggestive of places. And look, I'm one of those people that's pretty forgiving about that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This, when I saw the video, I'm like, yeah, this is bad. The button placement is awful. What makes it worse? In addition to pressing the button in this particular spot, these are some of the sounds that this doll makes. Here's one. All right. Another one. So you're pressing her between the legs. She makes these noises. Give us another one. And then finally this one. Mm-hmm. And what else? Okay, we made up that last one, Ted. I saw the look on your face. That last one is not true to Hasbro. We did that because we're disgusting fools. But yeah, they pulled the doll. I'm not so much toasting them for removing the doll. I'm toasting them for somehow overlooking that through all of the marketing in the first place. But believe me. If you watch the video, just put in what the troll doll. I'm pretty sure if you Google it, this will be the first story that comes up. It will, if you watch the video, it will disturb you. It absolutely will. So
so now it's a collector's item.
It will be, dude. It is. It made me uncomfortable. So here's the Hasbro. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill-Hill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. First, let me just say, Ted, your face was priceless with that.
Yeah, I was not expecting that.
It's a simple game to play where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Ken. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey.
Hola. All right, Ken, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes.
Fantastic. As always, you have three stories to choose from. The wonderful world of drugs. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in her food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guessed the foreign object that ended up inside of someone.
Huh. What a lovely selection you guys have arranged.
Sure. Absolutely. It's like a restaurant that has nothing you want.
Yeah, let's try drugs.
Drugs. Here we go. The wonderful world of drugs. All right.
Try them, Ken.
Yeah. All right, here's your story. We go to the wonderful state of Florida. I know, you need your fainting couch for that. In this case, a 22-year-old woman named Dakota DeRenzo, she's from Sebastian, Florida. Last Thursday, she's visiting her 59-year-old dad, Luigi, I wish I was making that up, at his mobile home park, all right? Well, he had some drugs on him, but he wouldn't share them with her. So they ended up getting into an argument, and it ended up getting physical. And you have to keep in mind, he'd been sharing the drugs with some of his friends, but he wouldn't do it with her. She got pissed, and according to the police report, she attacked Luigi by pulling him to the ground and attempting to grab his genitals. So again, I want you to imagine this. You visit your grandparent. They're not going to share their drugs. You get into a fight. You grab him by the nads and try to rip him to the ground. As a result of that, she was arrested for misdemeanor battery. My question is, what drug do you think she wanted to share with good old granddad and ended up grabbing him by his
dad? Granddad or dad?
This is...
It's her dad.
It's her dad. Oh, that makes it okay, though. Uh-huh. Was she there because she wanted to share heroin, crack, weed, or meth? So heroin, crack, weed, or meth, one of the he had, he wouldn't share. And so she grabbed him by the junk, pulled him to the ground, and got herself arrested.
All right. I've listened to Miles make sense on these type of things many a times and then be completely wrong.
Mm-hmm. So you want me to give you a guess so you don't pick that?
Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
I'm thinking weed.
I am too, because...
No, he's stable, and he's in a mobile home park. He's 59.
And he's sharing. He's sharing.
Yeah.
That's why I don't think it's... Well, it could be crack. I mean, that's...
Crack and heroin, I've seen a lot of sharing,
yeah.
For sure.
You know what, though, man?
Ken, what do you got?
Ken, I'm going to go weed.
You know what? What's Ted got?
I don't know. I was waiting to see what you guys were going to say. mobile home, Florida...
Yep.
My dad lives in a mobile home park in Florida. He smokes weed.
I was not going to say that.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think weed in a mobile home park is the least of your worries.
Someone said one
the
of the officers...
The only concern is her reaction to not getting weed. I mean...
Right, she grabs him by the junk to the point of like...
Pulls him to the ground, yeah.
Pulls him down. He is writhing in pain. Man, that just seems awfully aggressive. Well, maybe that's why she needed the weed to chill her out.
It's funny. Somebody said you should have added mushrooms because his name is Luigi.
All right, let's just go with weed based on the mobile home, Florida.
Dude, I don't think it's going to be
9 years old.
Yeah, but that's such an aggressive reaction. Here's what I'm thinking here, Ken, is that she is freaking out. She's a daily user of Heron, the H. She's right. They have some together.
Sure.
Who knows how this started? It's a bad relationship. Father and daughter doing heroin in a mobile home. But she's so angry that she doesn't have any or he won't share it, right? Mm-hmm. So there's only like one hit left. Fight breaks out. Boom. Junk. Down to the ground. Heroin.
You know what I like about your answers is that they're always cinematic. You know what I mean? It's not just the information you've been provided. You fill in all the blanks with, and this is how it happened.
Right.
You'd think it might be meth. I don't know.
I mean, yeah, but it seems like...
To grab your own dad's junk and pull him to the ground by grabbing his junk...
Yeah, I mean, it's so aggressive. That's the only thing I can figure is that she's that dope sick that she needs some of this heroin.
Okay. All right, so Ted, are you going to go with heroin?
You know what? I'm going with heroin.
Okay.
Well, I'm going with heroin as an answer.
Yes.
I'm going with weed.
You're going to go weed?
Yeah. I'm sticking weed. 59, Mobile Home Park, Florida. He's somewhat stable. Heroin daddy ain't sharing all that stuff.
Heroin daddy ain't
sharing. Ken, can I ask you a question? Why is it 59 in mobile home equals stable to you?
He's got his retirement. He's got it going on. He's living in Florida.
Got it going on?
Doing drugs with his friends.
Living in a mobile park in Florida. I mean, look, I'm sure he's
fine. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with mobile homes. Yeah, I don't know.
But you've got it going on.
Ken seems very confident in this guy's lifestyle.
Like, I don't feel like that's something you win in Price is Right.
He's got get going on until a hurricane hits. Yeah. And he might have nothing going on.
So right. He's got those plastic pink flamingos.
The whole nine.
He's living the life.
Ken, are you going to stick with weed?
He's got a four-footer. Yep, he's got, I'll say, a four-footer bong in his living room weed.
Okay.
We're going to find out if this guy is having, he's got heroin, crack, weed, or meth next.
That was a tease.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Had to Florida profile this. They got daughter wanted to go visit her dad. Why? Because he's got drugs and she needed some. But he wasn't sharing. No. He shared with his friends. Just not with his daughter.
No.
So she got mad and grabbed him by the junk and pulled him to the floor.
She was arrested.
Question is, what were the drugs she was so upset that he would not share? Heroin, crack, weed, or meth?
And Ken, that is the question that we posed to you, and you went through a few assessments. And after all, my man's got it going on, living a life of luxury. Now, Ted, you guess heroin had the entire cinematic painting to go with it.
Oh, right. Really?
Not heroin.
Shocking.
And Miles, you agreed with Ken here that the answer was weed.
You are correct. I'll be damned.
It was in fact weed, Ken.
Jeez, what is wrong with her?
He has miracle marijuana.
Uh-huh.
What did I just say? Miracle marijuana?
Medical marijuana.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, he's got an endless supply there. And she wanted to share. He was like, no. You know, sure, my friends, but not you. And like I say, got physical to the point that she grabbed him by his junk and pulled him to the floor.
Good work, Miles. I mean, that seems so aggressive. Like, honestly,
weed?
Give your daughter some weed.
She needs some weed, for sure.
If anybody does.
Now, for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time at 10.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right. Your choices today will be
Trevor Noah.
Jimmy Fallon.
James Fallon.
James.
Learned a lot about him. Can't believe his side band.
Oh, Seth Meyers. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
That's right, all these guys have teams of professional writers to help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It's up to you to determine, is this a late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
A new study suggests that monkeys sharing food is the equivalent to humans taking a date out for dinner. And I know what you're thinking. Did the monkey get late?
The Ted Smith.
Yeah, I'm going to go Ted.
That's me.
Okay.
Good news. Monkey got late.
You got late?
Well, look, I read this whole thing. There's a study that, like, monkeys generally only share food if it's, like, a parent and a child. Now it looks like they're sharing food together, almost like a human date. Well, yeah, that's what most people do.
It's how primates operate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? Like, parents give you food, and then you wait to meet somebody, and you'll share food with them.
Yeah.
Until then, it's all yours. FBI agents raided YouTube star Jake Paul's Los Angeles mansion. They were trying to figure out why Jake Paul has a mansion.
Seth Meyers.
Yeah, Seth?
That is Seth.
FBI agents reportedly raided YouTube star Jake Paul's Los Angeles mansion. They were trying to investigate why Jake Paul has a mansion.
Lesson to everybody out there, kids. If you play gangster, somebody's going to get pissed.
Yes.
Yeah. Nintendo just reported a 428% surge in profits due to the lockdown gaming boom. You can tell Nintendo is making a fortune because in the latest game, Mario spends an entire level sitting on a gold bidet.
Trevor Noah.
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon.
Nintendo just reported a 428% surge in profits due to the lockdown gaming boom. You can tell Nintendo is making a fortune because in the latest game, Mario spends an entire level sitting on a gold bidet.
In the 1600s, during the bubonic plague, medieval wine windows, basically it was a way to hand wine out the window, and they're making a comeback in Italy. But do they have Cheez-Its?
Me touch
them. Yeah, touch them.
Yeah. Have you seen those wine windows?
I just read about it this morning, but I don't know.
I mean, most of them have been closed for years. I mean, it's a tiny window that's low because people were shorter.
Sure.
And they literally, they would just hand them out. So now they just kind of reopened them.
Hmm.
There's like the gelato one. It's Italian for ice cream.
So wait, they're using the original ones that were there?
Yeah, because they've always been part of the structures that were there. They just didn't use them for years.
Sure.
People can come inside.
Huh.
Miles, you remember that? We used to go inside places.
Yeah. Those were the days.
The sandwich chain Potbelly has added a pup belly whipped cream treat for dogs to their menu, and your dog might like it now, but just wait till he throws it up. He's gonna love it.
Seth Meyers.
Yeah,
that is Seth.
The sandwich chain Potbelly has added a so-called pup belly whipped cream treat for dogs to their menu, and your dog might like it now, but just wait till he throws it up later. He's gonna love it.
I try to give my dog some whipped cream treats. Turns out he just wanted the nitrous. He had a lot of problems.
He just wanted to do the whippets.
Right, that lost the word. He just wanted to do the whippet.
That is the name of a dog, a whippet.
It is the name of a dog.
Yeah.
It's a funny little dog, isn't it? A whippet.
I knew a woman who had two of them. They're real scary. So,
isn't it like a tiny greyhound?
It's like a tiny greyhound, and I want to say they're the second fastest dog to the greyhound. It is, I mean, dogs are fast. It was just unbelievable to me. This was not a racetrack. You're just like out of the park. How fast these two dogs were running.
Those are the ones that prance like a show horse.
You know what I mean?
Do that whole thing where they...
What I remember
they
of
do
dogs,
unless they're
yes.
running.
Then
greyhounds almost look awkward when they walk. But when you see them in full stride,
it is unbelievable how fast those things are.
Yeah.
You know what
say come here, it's over there before you got to here.
You know what the thing about a greyhound is, other than they're the fastest dog, Ted, what their one trait is that they have that no other dog has?
They're pretty quiet.
They can't bark.
Yeah.
Or they don't bark. They choose not to bark. Whatever the deal is, they just
don't.
Wait,
they don't or they can't?
I don't know.
Are they monks and they've taken a vow of silence?
That's I think they can, but like I lived in an apartment building once and a lady had a greyhound and she was like, this sounds strange because they're bigger, but she's like, they're great for apartments.
Because they don't bark.
Right. And, like, I guess, like, you know, you got to
suffer in silence, I see. Mm-hmm.
They hold it all in.
Right. It's so great for an apartment.
Eventually, they explode.
Right.
On a Coke bender at a racetrack.
Right.
I was going to say, they usually wait till, like, Christmas or Thanksgiving.
That's probably why they're so quiet, because they're all, you know, jacked up on the...
Coming down.
From their running days.
Well, you know the other trick, too. You go to the dog track. You see one pooping, bet on him.
That's good point. He's lighter.
He's lighter. All right. Listen. All this Ellen DeGeneres stuff, I get it, and we've talked about it, and some people don't like her. The way I heard about it, she doesn't sound like the friendliest person. Whatever. I didn't watch her show anyhow. But now there's a story that she bullied an 11-year-old in 1979.
Oh, come on.
Right.
I mean, wait, how old was she?
She was 20.
All right.
Because he says it happened to them. Said she took pleasure in calling him fat and stupid. Ellen was working for Ben's mother at the time. And that he would dread going to the office. She was the meanest, nastiest, most horrible person. Nads, quote, she was one of those vile people I've ever met in my life.
Okay.
I teachers that say stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here's my thing.
You're never going anywhere. You're dumb and lazy and fat.
And they were right.
Yeah.
I had an aunt that had a second husband that was not the friendliest person. Especially, like, I don't know. I'm one of these people. Like, look, I don't have kids, right? But I can hang out with your kid or whatever.
Sure.
Like, I just have, I struggle. I think most humans do. Like, wait, why would you be mean to a kid?
Right.
Now, with that said, I was going to say, yeah, I don't care about that guy anymore. But you know what? That's a lie. I'm with this guy. The hell with you, Claude. I don't know. Like, I just don't think about it. It seems like this guy has been really thinking about it. Maybe because Ellen's a bigger person and famous. I like that loser, Claude.
Well, I think we've all been through that type of stuff before. It seems to me like this is, he said that he couldn't, what the hell? Oh, you know what it was? He said he couldn't watch Nemo. He couldn't go on
right.
the Nemo
He was traumatized
rides.
When he went to the movie theater and realized Ellen was the voice in Finding Nemo.
This is a bit
and
much.
And refused to accompany his kids when they wanted to ride the the Nemo ride at Disney. I shouldn't be laughing about this. He says he does feel vindicated now that people are realizing Ellen is not a nice person.
I don't think it was a Nemo ride when I went to the land. Maybe that's at the world. I think I would have been intrigued by the
I mean, but I get the guy's point. I mean, if someone who I had issues with when I was a kid, if they were famous now, and people are like, hey, man,
this
is
yeah.
I'd be like, yeah, well, I can't guarantee it's been as long as I've known them, but they certainly were then. They are now, so chances are they always have been, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I also read an article that said her ratings were actually down.
Really?
Well, again, I don't know. It's just one of those weird things, right? Like, your whole, like, basis is that you're this super friendly person.
Sure.
And then behind the scenes, you're not. So, I mean, you know what I mean? It's like when you see a rock band, you know, like, if they're singing about going out and partying and stuff, like, you like to see that they're out partying. Now, you don't want them to go too crazy or nothing, but it's like part right. of the lifestyle. You know, I mean, they get older, whatever. So I'm just, for her, I think this is a much bigger issue. Like, if you found out Dr. Phil wasn't the friendliest person, you'd be like, all right, but his shtick is being Dr. Phil.
Right.
Also, she does A-list stuff. So the people that she brings on are A-listers. And you see those people before you see them on late-night television?
Right, right.
Because just based on the time frame, there's nothing to be promoted right now. There's no big movies coming out. Stars aren't doing their normal junkets. You know what I mean? They're not sitting on her couch. I mean, the late-night guys can pull it off because they're just doing funny interviews with people you right, care right. about to find out how they're doing at home. That's not kind of how Ellen does her show.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, like, she'll get the biggest star, but what are they doing? I mean, they're not really doing anything right now, so just kind of...
You guys know I like some different sports.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was telling... Was I telling Mike? Oh, man, I was watching some F1 practice today.
God. Lucky Mike.
What, did you just nod in approval? Like, ah, that sounds interesting.
Yes, I did, because I approved, Ted.
Mm-hmm.
I was just mentioning how in Europe things are a little more awkward, and like the presenters, as they call them,
right?
Not like the announcers. Like, they just basically, one team was getting fined. It was practice, so they had on I forget what you call them, but basically like the manager of that F1 team, and they were like, "How do you feel about getting docked like 15 points?" And the guy goes, "I was 7.5." And they're like, "No, it's 15." And he was like, "No, I'm pretty sure it's 7.5." The one guy goes, "Okay, 7.5 times 2 is 15. Anyhow."
Oh,
damn. Got him. Zap. Something else I also watched, this was last night, not the middle of the night, like my F1 stuff. Red Bull has cliff diving.
Ooh, okay.
And it's a whole competition. Like, they travel around the world. There's like 20 dudes that do it and stuff. I think there's a women's division, too. I wasn't privy to that one. But they were in Ireland, in Galway.
Oh, Jesus.
Right? Like, Galway Bay.
Yeah.
Pretty famous. But the crazy thing is, now, look, it wasn't a small hole, but the thing they were diving into was like a square cut into like old rocks and everything. And it was pissing rain. And they're like cliff diving. Like,
they don't care, I don't think. Anybody Red Bull, they're just like, oh, man, I'm going for it.
No, trust me, they cared because they kept mentioning how cold it was, and the worst conditions for a cliff diver is having a driving rain in your face.
I'm sure,
probably
man.
So.
Yeah.
In the wind.
Yeah, it's just crazy to see, like, I mean, generally when I think about diving in the water outside of a polar plunge, Everybody's in t-shirts or shirtless. You're in your bathing suit. This was people like knit caps, like jackets,
right,
pants,
that is
and
not
everything.
What you picture.
Watching dudes dive.
Are they so high that they go feet first, or they still go head first?
Oh, you got to go feet first.
You do have to go feet first.
Yeah. Okay. So once in a while, like there's one I want to say in Portugal where they dive off the cliff, but basically they build out a platform. Oh, I can't remember. I want to say it was 30 some meters high.
Okay.
So, I mean, they're up there. Yeah, if they dove in head first, they'd be in a world of hurt.
Yeah, there's the place we stay in Mexico, not far from where we stay, there are guys, and these are basically, it's the equivalent of a busker, you know, but like they are diving, give them a couple bucks and they dive into this water. This is the Pacific, and where they dive into, it is, I mean, these are not rocks, these are boulders, and the waves are crashing, splashing, all this kind of thing. And there's like this little dot of deep water they can hit. And it blows my mind every time they do it, and they'll do it. So, whatever. The kids think it's fascinating. I think it's fascinating. I just think they're going to die. But we'd have been out all day. We're coming back at night. These dudes are still out there. So now the water is pitch black. They just have a torch that they hold over their head, and people lined up. And what was crazy is, all right, so this dude dives off, and he sees a little torch drop into the water, but you can't physically see the diver, just the torch. And I realized, we got to wait to see if he comes back, right? And it gets real quiet, because again, it is pitch black in the water, and I mean, you just have this weird hush, because everyone's cheering when he first jumps, and then there's this weird hush, and it takes 90 seconds, maybe, before you see him again. They gotta swim in, avoid the rocks, all this stuff. When this dude showed up, even like, I broke into applause, like, Hercules, bro, I thought, I mean, it is,
you're
and
alive.
Again, this is, like, Red Bull probably would not sponsor these guys, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's wild, too, because it's like, one of the top dudes is Russian.
Really?
Yeah, it's like there's like a couple American guys, a couple Brits, this and that. But like the top two dudes is a dude from Colombia and a Russian.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with you. I just, for whatever reason, I just don't think cliff diving and think Russia.
No, not known for its big cliff dive. Or maybe it is.
Yeah. I don't know. Either way, they're doing it. All right, I have a list here for you, Miles.
Okay.
We're going to talk about the 10 most pirated TV shows during the pandemic.
Pirated?
Pirated.
Huh.
Number 10.
Harley Quinn.
Ah,
Michael
okay.
Cruz. Not everybody pays for their services. Some people pirate.
I follow
it. Or steal or share passwords.
Steve. Yeah.
I have streaming service. Like, I turn on my TV and the bottom like shows all your streaming options. There's things up there. I'm like, I have never watched it. I didn't even know we had this goddamn thing, but there it is.
Dude, you're not wrong. You'd be shocked. Besides, obviously, Xfinity, I have a few of them myself. And sometimes, like, you just get stuck in one, and I forget to click over to the other one.
The thing is, my kids really want to see Harley Quinn. I'm not completely against it. I know why my son wants to see Harley Quinn, and it has everything to do with the actress, and I'm like, right there with you, bud. My daughter, I just feel like it'd be too much of an inspiration. You got to keep your eye on her anyway. I'm like, you don't need to see this right now.
Mm-hmm.
Give you ideas.
Number nine.
Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Of SEALs. I've never seen that show.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if it's any good, if it's not. It'd be one of those things I think I'd watch with the kids because it ties into all the movies and everything, right. But they don't ask to see it. So I'm like, all right.
I mean, a lot of them are superhero movies.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Or superhero shows.
Number eight.
Flash.
Oh, The Flash.
Oh. Never saw it. I've heard good things about it. Heard it was well done. Never seen an episode.
I'm seeing a trend here.
Number seven.
I bet you've watched this one.
Stranger Things, Mandalorian.
Mandalorian.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Okay.
I was about to do my impression of Little Baby Yoda.
Man, you would love this
What's
show.
Your impression of
Ted,
Little
you would love
Baby
this show.
Yoda. Look at me. I'm Little Baby Yoda.
Look at me, right? Oh, Baby Yoda.
I don't know if you'd like Star Wars, but I definitely think you'd like this show.
I think you... Because it doesn't have much to do with Star Wars. There's not a whole lot of dialogue. Actually, it's kind of weird. You watch the show, very few characters say anything at all, but lots of people kill each other.
You think I have time to slide in Star Wars with this F1 schedule?
Probably well, you know, not. Put it as a warm-up before F1.
Mm-hmm.
Baby Yoda, Italian men.
Italian men? Sure. I mean, my guy's actually Australian, but whatever.
All right. Okay, my bad.
Number six.
The 100.
I've heard of it, but I'm not sure what it's about.
It's about the formation of the National Mint and the $100 bill and how Benjamin Franklin got on it.
Fascinating. I don't know.
I have yet to watch that one. I'll get on it.
Okay. It's about the Benjis.
All
about the Benjis, bro. You know that. He wears square pants because he's a SpongeBob.
Oh, yeah.
you can get SpongeBob anywhere.
Well, dude, most of these shows are on the CW, ABC, but not everybody has them. So this is just saying these are the ones have taken advantage of other people's systems.
Apparently, this is all for kids so far.
They're stealing our stuff.
Another kids one? The Walking Dead.
Oh, absolutely for kids.
Yeah, I mean, look, you sit down with the kids, you break out the popcorn, and watch some zombies get bashed in the head.
Good night.
Number 3.
My Hero Academia. Academia.
Well, I'm sorry.
Like
what?
An academia nut?
Academia? It's My Hero Academia.
My Hero Academia?
It. What number is it? Number 3? Academia, I believe.
Yeah. My Hero I just, that'd be like, to me, and look, I know nothing about the show, but to me that would sound like, I'm going to break the law and steal Reading Rainbow. Like, that's just not where I would go.
I think it sounds like they're really like this teacher. In the academic world, it's their hero.
Yeah. I don't know.
I've got a different theory on all this.
Number 2.
Son of a bitch, I'm in. Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty.
All right.
You'll see that meme a ton. I can't even remember what episode it's from, but it's a very funny thing. Mike and I say it all the time. Marshawn and I say it all the time. You know, it's like, what's the big joke? Like, you see a Coors Light in the back of the fridge in the morning. Son of a bitch, I'm in.
Number 1,
Game of Thrones.
Okay.
All right. Are you through it,
bro? So Game of Thrones, like 8 seasons, whatever it was. I decided I will watch it when it's completed its run, and I got it done in about 3 weeks, thanks to my willingness to stay up until 4:30 in the morning. Saying hell with it, I'll just be tired at work.
Honest to God, the only thing I learned out of that whole list is your kids are giving your passwords to everyone they have,
right,
so that they can watch it on your dime.
7 out of 10 of those are definitely exactly kid-centric.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. The Airbnb hosts come home to find 23 religious people camping in their backyard. Meanwhile, to Ukraine, where a naked man is blocking traffic and is punched in the face.
And he is punched hard.
Naked Louisiana man punches 72-year-old Walmart worker in the face. Hasbro pulls doll from shelves and giggles when you touch a taboo place. And a Florida caretaker arrested after beating on an 88-year-old patient.
It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, top story. We go to Ukraine, where a man wanted to mess with traffic. In a video posted online, it shows a nude man wandering about the streets, intentionally blocking traffic. Doesn't take long for him to be standing directly in front of a car with his arms folded and all of his glory in direct sight. It's when the car's driver jumps out of the car to confront the man, and it seems that there's a minor conversation before the car's driver lands a perfect right punch onto the man's onto the new man's chin.
It was a really good punch.
It was fantastic. And I think you're absolutely right. I think the guy actually is a fighter. because not only did he throw the punch, his form.
That's what I mean. Like, that guy, he knows how he's thrown a punch before and he's knocked someone unconscious before.
Right, because that left arm also came up the block just instinctively. This guy has knocked somebody out before.
And he's certainly done it recently.
Let's continue to test your guys' memory. Another news, sticking with nudity, we covered this a little bit earlier. A man in Berlin has had his laptop stolen by the most unlikely of characters. The man is a nudist and was enjoying a day out in the park when his laptop was stolen by a wild boar. The man jumped up and ran after the animal, followed by her two piglets, quote, without a stitch on him.
It's just, well, they were in kind of a nude beach area. I know, so it wasn't usual for him to be naked, but the visual had to be something else.
Yeah, that's the
idea. That pig stole my laptop.
There's a naked man chasing a boar because the boar has a computer.
I wish I had that man's confidence. I know that I have a similar body build, but I do not have that man's confidence.
Well, I think also it's easier to be confident when you see a boar running away with your laptop.
Yeah,
but he was naked
moment
in the first place, though, Ted, is what I'm saying.
Solid call.
Just being in the situation altogether.
Oh.
apparently, the man laughed the whole incident off along with other sunbathers, even as a photo was snapped of him from behind. No pun intended.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just keep the nude assault train running. We go to Louisiana in the classiest of places, Walmart. A video posted online shows a man in the Walmart wearing nothing but his face mask and boxer shorts. Unprovoked, the man assaults an employee by punching the 86-year-old man square in the face, knocking him to the ground. As others surround the employee to help, the man flees, assaulting another person before leaving the store. He was later tracked down and arrested.
I don't get the assaults on elderly these days.
Right?
I mean, come on.
Why?
Or teens working at Burger King, right, and Taco Bell. And come on.
I just, yeah. Moving on, a woman in Scotland is living the nightmare of Airbnb hosts. The woman had rented the home to a group of seven, thinking that all would be well. She was later contacted by a neighbor that informed her that 12 cars were parked outside of the home. Knowing that this was way too many for the group that she had allowed, she made her way to the house to find that 23 people were camping out in her yard and garden. She went back to find, she went out back to find that upwards of 30 men were praying on the beach out behind the home and deduced that it was some kind of religious gathering. Police were called and the group vacated the area, leaving behind most of their belongings, including tents, including clothing, and they left the home, quote, in shambles.
They pulled all the furniture out of that home and moved it to the backyard. We're talking mirrors,
right,
tables, chairs, everything that was in that house. They basically took it out and did a makeshift camp with all their furniture in the backyard.
Right.
Is that camping in that point, or is that just sitting outside?
Sitting outside in indoor furniture.
Jesus.
Good work, everybody. A doll related to the animated Trolls movie franchise, I'm just taking all the stories again, has been removed from store shelves as people say that it promotes child abuse. The doll looks like the main character of the movie and is designed to giggle when placed into a sitting position. Where parents have issues is the activation button was put on the doll. It's up underneath the skirt of the doll, right between its legs.
Mm-hmm.
And a petition was released demanding that the stores pull the doll, saying that it teaches children that this kind of abuse is okay.
Like, it's Hasbro, right? Hasbro's been doing the toy game for a long time. And I guarantee you had Hasbro toys. My kids have Hasbro toys. It just blows my mind that from the time you develop the store, because the idea of it makes sense, right?
Right.
She's always positive. But traditionally, you know, buttons that you press are always on the back.
Right.
You know what I mean? And like this one, I'm like, Jesus Christ, guys. I mean, like, nobody.
You squeeze the arm. And,
right.
You know.
No one in marketing, you know, from the time, through the entire development of this, no one at Hasbro said, I'm telling you right now.
This is going to bother people.
Right. This is going to be a problem. I mean.
Was there anything in the movies that indicated.
No.
Okay.
I can assure you that, I've seen both of the Trolls movies more than I would like to. And there's.
It's like a combo toy deal where, like, one kicks the other in the butt and she makes those noises?
Nothing.
Right.
Although, when I was growing up, I remember the big thing for girls at that time was the Baby Alive doll, right?
I do remember that.
So, first, it was just a doll. Then I remember the next Christmas, because that's when you got your cavalcade of toy commercials. The next Christmas, it could blink. Like, I guess if you moved it back or forth, the eyes were kind of.
Had those
and
rocker eyes.
The following year, and I could not believe that little girls wanted this, but if you gave the Baby Alive doll this bottle, it would poop and pee itself.
That's true.
And I thought, seriously, man. And like, it was the rage. And I'm like, that's what you want? It's not like you got a G.I. Joe doll and it's like, sometimes he asks us his pants. And it's like, you know,
G.I. Joe. Right. Gotta go.
I don't want that one.
My sister had a doll growing up. I know I'm getting off topic here, but my sister had a doll growing up that would cry, and it was a very. annoying, terrible cry. We found that because you were supposed to give it like a binky or something like that, and there was some magnet that shut it off. Well, when you lose that binky or that bottle, now you can't get it to shut off.
Stick a magnet in his mouth.
No, that smacking it upside the head made it quit.
Jesus.
Wow. So that's how you guys do it down there.
Good times.
That's exactly what it was. I'm not proud to admit it, but I have smacked a baby doll's head more times than anybody should ever know.
Jesus.
Moving on. Oh, I don't want to talk about that story. I don't like that story. We're going to move on. Down in San Diego, a man ended up in the hospital for a crime of not wearing a mask. The man was with his wife and their young pup at the local dog park enjoying a picnic, but were interrupted by a woman furious that they were eating in a restricted area and not wearing masks. After berating the couple, the woman left for a moment before returning with pepper spray and unloaded the can in the man's face.
Jesus.
He was taken to the hospital to be treated for his burns, and the couple filed charges against the woman.
Yeah, she was not having it. She was, he was trying to get her to calm down and everything else, and she
right.
was just losing her mind.
Well, part of the reason they didn't have masks on is because they're trying to eat. I mean,
right, they're having a picnic. You know, they didn't know that it was a restricted area, as I recall. They didn't know that it was restricted. They were out there with the dog. It was just a park.
Right.
And so they had just kind of sat off in this off-away area so that they're not just interrupting everybody else's time. And they're sitting out there, they're having a picnic. The dog is just fine out there, and then she just throws a fit at these guys because, one, they're not socially distanced amongst the two of them and the dog, and they don't have masks on, and they're in a restricted area. They said, oh, sorry about that. We didn't know that we were in a restricted area. We also don't understand why we need masks. We're out here all by ourselves. There's nobody for 100 yards anywhere else. Right. And she flipped out, came back and started brandishing the pepper spray at his wife. And so he stands in the way like, hey, what's going on here? And then she just unloads it all right. It, like, empties the can in this guy's face.
Doesn't pepper spray make you sneeze? Isn't that the wrong mechanism to try to kind of get out of somebody at this point?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it burns.
It does. Heritage Auctions has just broken their record for the sale of a video game. Someone brought in a vintage copy of Super Mario Bros. That had never been opened. A find that brought in a hefty $114,000, beating the previous record of $110,000, which was set by the same game.
Good Lord, man.
Who bought that so long ago and said, you know what? I'm not going to open this thing.
Yeah, I mean, smart, but still, I normally right. when I buy something like that, I want to use it.
That tells me somebody lost it, and then someone else found it years later.
That's probably fair. That is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. Hey, guess what? Joe gave us the green light. We're going to make a new beer.
Gonna
We're
make a beer.
Elysian Brewing
yes.
Company. Celebrate our 10-year anniversary. Bitches, enjoy the weekend. The lovely Taryn Daly's up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, we be all up at this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.